We on that Tzadik Chesem and Aleph, we've just learned the last halach in the Mishnah, and then we'll see the Baraisa. The Mishnah says, Amafresh Pischa Yumeis, Lo Yivienu, B'noi Achov, L'Shem Pesach, Elo L'Shem Shlomit. Cannot be Makrevit L'Shem Pesach, Elo L'Shem Shlomit. Rashi says, the Havalei Pesach Shemesu Ba'olov. It's a Pesach that's Mesu Ba'olov. Ve'ein kan minuyim. So cannot be brought L'Shem Pesach because there are no minuyim. Because Einishin and Ot is Ma'ira, why doesn't the son become a monui als the Din Yerusha? That's the Or of the Chazainish. Chazainish says, he brings in the Mabusha Yontif, the Haben Eino Yairish es a Pesach Ma'ovid. The Ein Minui Kinyin Momin, Elokoyach Shenosno Toire Lebal HaPesach. The Baal HaKolben is the one that was Magdish the Kolben, he is a Koyach to be Memane. The Yairish Eino Yzoiche B'Koyach HaMinui, Kivin Shein Einasa Bailam HaKolben Ovid. It doesn't become a Baal HaKolben. The Yerusha Loichoshev Minui Min Ha'o, it's not considered that the father was Memanehem, She'ein Yerusha Minui, Yerusha is not Minui, Elo Aili Momen Liyad HaYairish. Yuli Momin Liyad HaYerish. Yerush is the, it's not a mini mitzat ha'ov, no, it's only, it's a hachnose of the Momin ha'ov Liyad HaYerish. So in order for the son to become a moni on the Kolben Pesach, neither he should be moni b'chayayovit, but after the father died, so you have a Kolben Pesach without bailim, so you can't be makrevit. Then the Bnei Achav L'Shem Pesach, Elo L'Shem Shlom. Zok the Gemara, Amafrish Pischoi, Tana Rabbonu. Amafrish es Pischoi Umeis, Im Bnei Memune Imoi, if the Ben was Memune together with the father, Yivienu L'Shem Pesach. So then the Ben can bring this Kolben Pesach, L'Shem Pesach. Ein b'noi memune imoi, if the ben is not memune imoi, yivienu l'shum shlomim. So then you can't be makrevit as a Pesach. There's no bailam to it. It's yivienu l'shum shlomim. So you bring it for a shlomim. L'shisha osa. But it is brought for a shlomim, shisha osa benis. L'yudvav en, l'tesvav loy. But you can't bring it chamisha osa benissim, kasova nedor menedoveis en kreven b'yomte. That means tesvav is yomte, and moisa pesach nasa shlomim, so it's not better than nedor menedoveis, which you cannot be makre b'yomte. Frek de gemore, de mis ha'ov emas. When did the father die? Did the father die before Chatzos or after Chatzos? Ilema de mis koidem Chatzos. If the father died koidem Chatzos. So what is the first halach? It says, B'nai memune ima yivyanu l'shem Pesach. If the ben is memune yivyanu l'shem Pesach, so the ben brings it for a Pesach. Achola Aninus ilave meikore. Aninus was already chal on him. Before the Chiyuv Pesach was chal, the Chiyuv Pesach is chal by Chatzos. And he became an Ainon before Chatzos. Achola Aninus ilave meikore. So what is Pshat in the Kasha? So let us see Taisvit. So Taisvit says, Achaila le Aninus, afal gav de kerinem beilof I oichloi balayla. Fakhtach Taisvit. So Taisus in the Kasha had learned, the Gemara means that, he can't, Anoinan is also Bachilas Kotchim. That's what the Gemara means. fragt doch Teise, that's no problem. Aninis Lailas at the Havgat Rinabela Fiochli Belaila, because Aninis Lailas at the Rabbonon, and Laimida Divrein Bemokim Koris, so what's the problem? Mikomokim in a Yochel Shaleya Chobenoisov Kedamrinen Shlomim Bisman Shusholim. That is a drosha that an oinon can't send kobonis. We learn out he has to be a sholem, an oinon is not called a sholem. So if the ninis was chal first, so the chiyuv pesach is not chal. The chiyuv pesach is not chal on a person who's not a sholem. He's a person who's alav bar havoas kol. That is pshat in the Gemara's kash. Ochol oninis ilavi meikoret. We had a chazainish in the beginning of Mishahoyo. I want to be medayik from a teishu that is only at the Rabbonu dekidin and asmachte. Aba al koponim, the pashas and teishu vayish teishu to the reise. Al koponim, that's how teishu learns pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara's kashi was, so since he became an oinom before the chiyuv Pesach, the chiyuv avor was chal, since he's a lav bar avor, he can't bring a korban Pesach. So what shad yivienu? Elo demis achachatzoi. So we'll say that the Barais is speaking about the mis achachatzoi. So here we see already a big chiddush that since the chi of havor was already chal, so even though an oinon is a lav bar havor, but it seems if the chi of havor's pesach was chal, so it is not nidkal yidei this halacha of shleimim bisman shusholim. That we see. Plot understand the mechanics. Taf mefashtein. Abon kaponim azay zat mendoch. If it's a rabbonon is golgut. If the chiyav avor was chal, so that we became an oinon later. That is not mafkia the din havor. So that's good. So now we understand this halacha that in b'nai m'muna alav yivianu lePesach, he should bring it for korban Pesach because the chiyuv havor Pesach was chal, so now he should bring it. Frag the Gemara, that halacha is good. But the second halacha, shteitach ein b'nai m'muna imoy, if the ben is not m'muna yivianu l'shem shlomim. It was a very nikva by Chatzois. By Chatzois, it was Chazil HaKrove. It was Chazil HaKrove by Chatzois. And later, it became Nitche, Nirve Nitche. Kavatei Chatzois. So, and then when the father died, it became a Pesach, but not Chazil HaKrove, because there's no Bailam. So memele, so it should be nitche meyakrove, nire v'nitche. So it should be nitche meyakrove, and so how can you bring it for a shlomen? That's shot the Gemara's kasha, kavate chatzoi. So we have here two aloches, and however you say pshat, it's shver one aloche. If it's speaking about that the father died before Chatzoi, so why is the son mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach? The chiyev aninis lost neshuah, he should be able to bring a korban Pesach. Is that another masholeh? And if the father was nifta after Chatzoi, so then the chiyev avor was chal, and it's not nitka, al koponim, why isn't it nitche? It should be nitche miyakov, how can you bring it for a shlomi? It was nitche the nitche. Omar Rabbe, Lo'ilom v'mis koydem chatzoit. It is speaking about that it was meis koydem chatzoit. Uma yevienu, so it was meis koydem chatzoit, so he said he's potter to bring a korban Pesach. Because he was an oinon before, so there's no chiyuv chal on an oinon, there's no chiyuv avor chal on oinon. Uma yevienu l'shem Pesach, l'shem Pesach sheini. It brings it for a Pesach shame. That's that. If he was a mona yonder, it brings it for a Pesach shame. He wasn't a monoi. He brings it to Ashlomet. What is he, Rashi? Dr. Rashi, if we have to understand what is the Chiddush, what is the Chiddush that he brings it to a Pesach Shaini, he was Memune, the father died before Chatzai. So Lechayri, he's part of a Pesach Rishon. He was a Nainan, he couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon. So he brings it for a Pesach Shaini. What is Hirashi? Now, we're going to have a lot of Shvera Rashi's Dachsachmir, but let's just have patience and maybe we'll come back to them. Zut Rashi. B'noi nimne imoi. Imhoyo b'noi nimne imoi. Is vadayin yesh le bailim. Vienu l'shem Pesach. Hineimo demis koidem chatzoi. If it is speaking about that the father died koidem chatzoi. Uboi bayoim ochal aninis ole bereshe. So the aninis was chal first. Vesu loy chai le elei chiyuv of the Pesach. So it's not chal on him the chiyuv of the Pesach. So if Rashi would stop here, it'd be wonderful. Say Rashi learns like Tosfos. Rashi laid in the Lishna Chine Takeh stops here. Doesn't say further. But Rashi in this Lashon goes further and says a mouthful. Rashi says, if the father died before Chatzos, so the Aninus was Chal, the Su Loi Chai Lo Olei Chiyuve De Pesach, Lo Havioi Bifnei Atzmo, that he should bring it alone. Kedisnan V'Kulon Ein Shechten Aleihem Bifnei Atzmo. We learned in the Mishnah, Kulon ein Shechten Aleihem Bifnei Atzmo, Namas Nisen Ktoni Yivyenu V'mashme Hu Atzmo. The Mishnah weist us, he could bring it himself. And the Mishnah said before, an Oinon cannot bring, you don't shecht for an Oinon, a Kolben Pesach, that he should be the only Baalim on it. Now let us just refresh our memories. What does it say in Daf Tzadik Aleph? In Daf Tzadik Aleph, we're speaking about high-risk people. There's a possibility if they'll shecht a Kolben Pesach, they might end up not eating it. For example, we had a zokin. A zokin that b'shas shchita, he could eat a kezayis le'achilas pras. But who knows how he'll feel b'shas achila. Maybe he'll get a little weaker then. So the Mishnah says, a zokin, you could check for a zokin, but there should be another chabula there. So we'll make sure that the Kolben Pesach will be eaten. If the Zokin will be the only money on the Kolben Pesach, you might end up with the Kolben Pesach that will not be eaten whatsoever. But yeah, maybe it's a Pesach L'day Psu. So a Zokin is a high-risk person, but you don't shecht it on for themselves. And shecht them aleim b'fnei atzma. Who adin anoino? What's the problem with anoino? So Rashi says, Shema yiviyu l'day Psu. Shema yitma oinon lemeisoi. This person is an oinon. Theoretically, he could. There's no problem. It seems he could check the Kolben Pesach, but we're afraid. Vineshvi, there's a lavaya, there's a dos. Shema yitma. Maybe he might be yitma oinon lemeisoi. Speaking about meisoi mutalafonov, maybe he might become tummy. And what'll be if he becomes Tomei? If he becomes Tomei, so then if he's the only one that's money on the Kolben Pesach, so we have a Kolben Pesach without Menuyim. So you're passing a Kolben Pesach, and you have a Kolben Pesach that won't be eaten. He's a high risk. He might be Metam himself. So therefore, the Locha by Anoinen is as follows, that if he's part of a Chabure, Kemeshechten Gesundheit, he's Yaita, he's
Yaitse Mitzvah Pesach Rishon, that's for sure. And there's no risk to the Kolben because you have other Menuyim here. So he does become Tomei. So there's others that will be able to eat it. But if you don't, but you don't shecht it for himself. He's the only money you won't shecht for him because he might become Tomei and the Pesach will become Pesach. That's what we hear in the Mishnah. So now, all of a sudden, Rashi brings down that the Gemara's Kasha is, there's a Diyak in the Baraisa says, Yivi and Nu, but he himself could bring the Korban Pesach. So we have a Kasha, but how could he bring it himself? We learned in the Mishnah that an Oinon can't bring himself, because he might be Metam himself. That is the Kasha. So we have to understand, but there's a whole multitude of words which are not understandable. The Gemara asks the Kasha as follows. The Gemara asks, if the father died before Chatzai, Shilaim the Miskaidim Chatzai, the name Munin Yivienu Lashum Pesach, Hochola Aninis Ilave Mikore, Aninis was Chal on him. So what's the problem? According to Taisvis, we're going with Alumnus over here. But an oinon is posel milahavi kolben, not a sholem, a cholani, he can't bring a kol. But according to Rashi, he can bring a kol. A kelt, with others, he can bring a kol in gesuntahei. No, he himself can't bring a kol. Why can't he bring, because he's afraid he might be metam himself. Fine. So what's pshat, a cholo, aninis, ilavi, not the kashi, a chol aninis, this is the pshadin of a chalois over here. It's a different thing, an oinon. That's meisei mutal lafonav. We're afraid he might be metam himself. So what's pshat in the loshen? Hachol aninas ilave. Question number one. Question number two. Rashi is explains the Gemara's kasha. Hachol aninas alei bereishis. V'sulei chay lo leichi yuva de pesach lavio. And there's no chiv on him to bring a korban pesach. The Rashi at the pshor. You say this to kezachem. Aninus was chal. He's not mechuyah. And then all of a sudden Rashi says, it's neyatzma, because it's not the kulam and shechtam alayim, it's neyatzma. Now the kulam and shechtam alayim, it's neyatzma, has nothing to do with chiyuvim. The zaken is mechuyah, the oinen is mechuyah, no, he won't shecht it for him alone, because he might be metam himself, and the pesach will become cold. So how does the cholo and the chiyuv blend in with the Sefer. Kedisman v'kulon en shechtin aleim b'shnei atzma. So let's put this on hold. We'll go a little further. We have a few more Shvera Rashi. Elo demeis acha chatzai. Speaking about that he died after chatzai. Now, he died after chatzai. The kivin the chayle alei din pesach bereisha. Since the din pesach was chal on him, he was talking about chayle din shoychet la'atmoy. So then he's allowed to shech for himself also. V'loi chayshin en shemi yiviyu li beis apsu. Ay, let's be afraid. Chayle him, chayle her. But let's be afraid he might be metamit. How can he shech for himself? The mitzvah zoya. He's nizer. Mishum choyves pesach v'chayil olei mikol. Since the choyves pesach was chal on him, so memeila, then he's doyer. You don't have to be afraid. He won't be metam himself. The choyves pesach was chal. Avol ki chaylo aninis bereishe. But if aninis was chal bereishe, loy doyer. He's not nizer. So it's very, very interesting over here. So all of a sudden we're saying the psychology of a person, that if the Chayves Pesach was Chal, Mikore, then he's Nizer. If the Aninus was Chal first, he still brings a Korban Pesach. He still brings a Korban Pesach. The whole problem is, how can he bring it alone? He brings a Korban Pesach. But since the Aninus was Chal first, Lezoya, he's not Nizra. So this is also Poradumah. Well, what's pshat in this? If he brings both cases are called in Pesach, so here he's nizah. Chayvus Pesach was chal first, and he is nizah. Chayvus Pesach is not chal first, and he's not nizah. Ubemeis yoim o yoimayim koidim. So Rashi says, oh, I have a good answer. Let us say that the father died 2 days ago. So what's the mile if the father died 2 days ago? So the father died 2 days ago. So he's not a minion anymore. He died 2 days ago. He's not a minion. So that's why the whole problem was that the father died before. The father dies after Chatzos, it's dochi from Hashlom. So the father has to die before Chatzos, it shouldn't be dochi from Hashlom. So Rashi says he died before Chatzos, 2 days ago he died. So Memele, he died 2 days ago. He's not an Oinon, because the father died today, he's buried already, and everything. So I have a Poshi says it's a fan from the Gemara. So Rashi says, Le Motsi Lukmi. You can't say that. Why? Elasoma de Nus, a boy by Yom, I am Afrishim Pesachim. Who was Makrib? Who was Mafrish at Pesach 2 days before? Beret Katana Zol Chazachim. They were Mafrish. Ere Pesach, they were Mafrish at Kolm Pesach. And the Chacham Sul Meir says they were scared to be Mafrish 2 days before. It would be Moyal Behegdish. It's scary to have a Kolmun around. But there's only Mafrish Ere Pesach. So the Mafrish Erev Pesach, so the Meila. So now we have to know when did he die? Before Chatzos, Chalolov Aninit, after Chatzos. Tochi Yeveri, Kavate Chatzos. So the Kivei Gefrek, he says, so Rashi seen there was a good kasha, Rashi had a kasha. It's a good kasha, no, it's not a practical akimta because people are not Mafrish to Kolm Pesach 2 days before Erev Pesach. If it's speaking about that the father died 2 days ago, so if he wasn't money on the kolm, it says in the Baraisa, you bring it tesvo. You bring the kolm tesvo. Why do you bring the kolm tesvo? Bring the shlom in your dalit. If the father died today. The Aminas Lailas of the Rabboni won't be able to eat the Shlomen. So you bring a Tezvot that the Baal should be able to eat it. Tezayin. But if the father died 2 days ago, so he's not an Oinon, so why does it say in the Baraisa you bring it Tezayin? Bring it Yedalit. That's Rabbi Kivegas Kasha and Rashi. He blives by Tofi. But I wanted to say one more nikud in Rashi, then we'll go further. Rashi says, about Kaponim, from what we see in Rashi, how vague it might be, but Rashi said a yesod, that if the father died after Chatzai, so then he's mizr zoyer, mishum choyves pesach tachayil olay mikore. He's mizr zoyer because since the choyves pesach was chal, he's zoyer. So now, what does Rashi mean, Chayvas Pesach? Rashi does not mean Chayvas Havoas Pesach, because we're speaking about the Shaila when we speak about Shechting for an Oinon, Biyachidi, that he should be the only Baila. So the minute you Shecht, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Havoas HaPesach. He's Metam himself later, he's not Metam himself later. He was Yoytze the Mitzvah. So what is Mizr Zoyer? Mishum Chayvus Pesach Tachayle Mikol. He won't be Mitan himself later because of the Chayvus Pesach that was Chal before. I mean, the Chayvus Pesach that was Chal before, he was Yaitu with the Shechita, so why is he careful now? Why is he Zoyer? Because the Chayvus Pesach was Chal on him. He was Yaitu the Chayvus Pesach. As soon as you Shechted, you Yaitu. We're afraid he might be Mitan himself later. So L'Chayra, we have to say that Chayvus Pesach means Chayvus Achilas HaPesach, not Chayvus Shechita HaPesach. Chayvas Achilas HaPesach. That means was already chal on him, al-choyf, to shech the kolben Pesach, and did a kolben Pesach. No, he's m'choyf, did a kolben Pesach, he won't be metam himself already. So very much episodes give it. Let us go further. Ha-kavate chatzoy, le-Pesach, the Gemara says, so if the father was nifter, after chatzoy, ha-kavate chatzoy, le-Pesach, ve-itchim ishlomim, Das nan a pesach aymet bechatzois v'lo yikri boi v'lo nakrevet yire so che be yira che yistai v'bikem dochli so the Gemara answered l'shem pesach sheini im lo yosa es harishen mitnei aninusa. What does the Gemara say? Really, it's speaking about that the father died before Chatzai. Father died before Chatzai. So we asked the Kash if the father died before Chatzai, so it's Chal Aninus, he's not Mechuyev, and he can't bring it alone because he might be Metam himself. That was the Kash. But the Teretz is, he should bring it for Pesach Sheini, Im Loi Osa Es Orishen Vibnei Aninus. If he did not, Rashi all of a sudden starts wondering why does he have to bring a Pesach Sheini? So Rashi says if he did not bring a Pesach Rishon Mipnei Aninusei. So this is also a Meridik Rashi. Rashi would think if he wanted to, he could bring. If he wanted to, he doesn't have to bring. So if he did not bring the Pesach Rishon Mipnei Aninusei, then he should use it for Pesach Sheini. If he brought a Pesach Rishon, so then he can use it for Shlomim. But if he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he got other Menuyim. If he got other Menuyim, so he can bring this for Pesach Rishon. But if he did bring with Nani Nusoy, then he should bring it for Pesach Shein. So what's shot in this? We see Klo Rashi did not learn like Pesach. According to Pesach, he can't bring. He's not a Sholem. So Dachsach Mir, that Rashi l'shitose. There's a Rashi in Brochus that Yedzayin Amid Beis. There the Gemara in Misha Meisai speaks about Dinei Oinon, Ein Mevorich, Ein Mevorchen Olor, Ein Mezamen, Ein Mezamenim Olor. So Rashi says there, Pshat in Brochus, Amachudish Niki Pshat, Ein Mevorich, Ein Tzorich Levorich. So Rashi holds an Oinon, is not Oso Levorich, he doesn't have to. If he wants to, he can. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. That is an oinon. An oinon is not mechuyev in mitzvah. But he's not also to do mitzvah. But he's not mechuyev. So Mamela, that's Mamela, with this will understand all the Rashi. Rashi, if he became an oinon before Chatzos, cholo olav aninus, the Gemara says cholo olav aninus, and Rashi says, Chola Olav Aninus, Besulei Chayla Lechi Yuvah De Pesach, it's not Chalanim Achiyuv to bring the Kolben Pesach. So now we have a person who's a Freya Feigl. He's an Einem Mitzvah Voiser. If he wants, he can bring a Kolben Pesach. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to bring a Kolben Pesach. So this Freya Feigl is very dangerous. You know why? He could think like this. He'll bring, if he'll be money alone on the Kolben Pesach, he says, Laval, let him get it off his head. Or shech the Kolben Pesach. It's geschochten, at the Shanyesigren Pesach Ishan. The mitzvah to eat the Kolben Pesach? No, no. He's not mechuyev. Because now he's a noina. Now he's a noina. Now Bashar Rishon, he's not mechuyev to eat a Kolben Pesach. But the chiyuv lifts when they'll make the kibbutz base of nish. But now he's not mechuyev. I mean, it's not mutal on him now to eat a kolben pesach because he's a noyin. He's part of a mitzvah. He shechted the kolben pesach as a rafayni yid. If it's negeya in order to be maspid his father, but it's a metamazayin from father, but it's a metamazayin from father. But so he won't eat the kolben pesach. He won't eat the kolben pesach. It's a brent nish. The kolben, achilas ha-kolben ba-asher v'sham, he's not mechuyev, Steve. He's not mechuyev in achilas. He's a part of a mitzvah. Chal olav aninus, he's not mechuyev. That person, we can't trust him to shech the korban Pesach alone. He might be metame himself. And he'll think there's nothing wrong because I'm not mechuyev in a mitzvah achila now. It's not mutal on mitzvah achila. So therefore, we can't check the korban Pesach on it. But if the father died after chatzos, so memeila is already chal on him the chiyev abo. Not only the chiyev abo, the chiyev achila was also chal on him. So it seems when the chiyev Pesach is chal, and then he becomes a noinon, the chiyev remains. It already became a chiyev and a korban Pesach. He became very mechuyev in a korban Pesach, and then Daninus was chal. Daninus doesn't patter him. He's mechuyev now in korban Pesach. The whole din is could be also Isaac b'mitzvah. He's very Isaac b'mitzvah's korban. He's mechuyev in korban Pesach already. We learned to the Masechtas Brachos, a person hoylach lishchet as pischoy v'shama shemeis loy meis. He's not metame. He goes by them at the korban Pesach. He doesn't have to be worried about shama shemeis loy meis. So memeila, such a person, he's mechuyev b'achilas a Pesach. He's chiyuvim on him. This person won't be careless. So that's pshat in the next Rashi. So Rashi says, but it was after Chatzai. So Rashi says, the kivin the chayla lay din Pesach bereishis, shaykhid lachmul, chashini shema yiviyu le Pesach su, din nizir zoya, mishum chayves Pesach the chayla. And Rashi means chayves Pesach the achila, not chayves Pesach the shkipe, because we're shechting on him. Now he's ichan at Tommy, we're afraid he'll be Tommy later. So he's zoyer mishim chayves Pesach, and he's chayves achilas a Pesach. Aval ki chayla ninis bereishe, lay zoyer. They won't be zoyer. That's a Rashi lem shot. So therefore Rashi says, L'shem Pesach sheni, im layosa sarishim neni nusay. That means if he wanted to bring a Pesach ishim, if he was interested. He can't bring it alone, he has to be part of a chabure. But it could be maman acherim and bring a Pesach ishim also. We have to understand, I still don't understand what the Chiddush is of Pesach Sheini. In Loimi Yeshetach Yevienu, Shetach Psaps. I mean, there was a whole diak over here that the Brice is telling us, Yevienu, he could bring it alone. So what's the Chiddush? He could bring the Pesach Sheini alone. I mean, some of the Gomes, there was a psadik of Yevienu, he could bring it himself. That was the whole Sichsach according to Rashi. So on Pesach Sheni, which is a month later, some of them modne. What's the Chiddush? He could bring it alone. That was Rabbi's Teretz. Abaya Omar with Stodim Ktoni. Meis Acha Chatzois. If the father died after Chatzois, already there was Chalachi of Pesach on him. B'nai Memune Imo, the end of the Shem Pesach. So then the son can bring the Shem Pesach. Meis Koidim Chatzois. What if the father died before Chatzois? Ein b'nai memune imoi, and the ben is not memune, yivyenu l'shem shlomim. So yivyenu l'shem shlomim is, when there's no din dichoy, and the father died before chatzayt. Yivyenu l'shem pesach is, when there's no din of aninis, and then he brings it after, that means the father died after chatzayt, there's no din aninis, and then he brings it after chatzayt. Then the father died after Chatzos, the Chiyuv Pesach was chal, there's no din anin, so he can bring it for Korban Pesach. Zot Rashi, l'tzodim k'ton, meis acha Chatzos, v'chaylei olei zman Chiyuve, v'Pesach bereishit. he died, the father died after Chatzai. Maybe the Chayla lays man. There was a man already that was Chal Chiyuva de Pesach, Bereishit. Ubnoi nim neimoi, b'nishar aloi bailam. So there's bailam on the Kolben Pesach. It's good for Kolben Pesach. Yivienu l'shem Pesach. So then he can bring it for Kolben Pesach. Ein b'nai nim ne'imai, but what'll be ein b'nai nim ne'imai? Le'im ha'iri bo midi. Mas nisen shaminin yire. B'kabate chatzoit. Was kabate chatzoit. So if ein b'nai nim ne'imai, you can bring it for shlomo midi. Was nitcha for makrove. Meis ka'idam chatzoit, ve'ein b'nai nim ne'imai, ve'en o'shem shlomo. Lo'i kabate chatzoit. Was no kabate chatzoit. Mel does not in dichoy, they can bring a for shlomi. Bim b'nai nim ne'imai, le'itzterech le'ruye b'amidi. The ba'ad in mikrim le'pesach she'en. He's part of him a Pesach Rishon. The ba'ad in givis, he can bring a for Pesach she'en. And here I shall go at the poshet. Ashmi'ine mino, da'echa d'chal o'lecha, yuva de Pesach b'reish, she'ech demolot. I don't know what Rashi means the end, but Ashmina Mino, this is Lachera, the Chiddush of the first halacha. First halacha states that Meis Acha Chatzos is you bring it. So that's the ratio. The sage is speaking about the father died before Chatzos. The father died before Chatzos. So Memele, the son isn't mechuyif to bring a Kolben Pesach. So spelling goes to, you bring him for Shlomim. Nainim neimai listach leruya bamidi, the bad emikru le Pesach sheni. What Rashi says later, Vashminim min no deicha dechal aleichi yuva de Pesach v'reisha shechten olof. I don't know what Rashi is going on. I mean, that was the first bova that we said. I don't know what Rashi is saying over here. Lishnachine ochal olei aninis v'reisha v'su loichai aleichi yuva de Pesach. Now, the Lishnachine could very well be that Rashi holds like Pesach already. Now Rashi doesn't go into the Mishnah when Oinon ain't sheikh them all of Bifnei Atzmai. Rashi says if the Aninus was Chal, Su, Lechai, Lelechi, Yuva, the Pesach, for her, this man sheikh them all Oinon, I mean, Lecha, the Chai, Lechai, the Pesach, Le, Bereish, but the Chal, Lele, Aninus. So this Lishna Chine could be that Rashi learns like Pesach. Let us see the Gemara further. Rav Shrev Yehoma Lo'olam Demis La'acha Chatzos. And speaking about that the father died after Chatzos. So the problem is the father died after Chatzos, so how can you bring it to a Shlomim? A Kakvate Chatzos? So it was Nitzche Me'akrove, Mire V'Nitzche. Uchigoyin shaho ya'oviv goysis pachatoy. Zogt Rashi. Zogt Rashi as follows. Shaho ya'oviv goysis pachatoy. Umeis la'acha chatoy. Nainim ne'ima yivenu l'shem Pesach. V'chal aleich yuva de Pesach b'reish. That's posh. Ein b'nainim ne'imo yivenu l'shem shlomim. So the Shaila was at Nira v'nitche, was already chozi for a krofe. The kiven de bachatzois hoya goysis. Since the father was a goysis by chatzois. The roi the goysis im lemite. The roi the goysis im budai. Loi kevatei chatzois. what does Rashi mean? When would that's true? Like Geisus in the Mitzvah, but when will the father die? When do we assume the father's going to die? He's a Geisus by Chatzos. Rashi says Mistami is going to die. So if we assume he's going to die before the Shechita, so then it's good. So then it's not, you can't say Kavate Chatzos was nirah l'akrove. This Pesach won't be nirah l'akrove. The father is going to die before Chatzos, is what it is. The father is going to die before the Shechita, meaning. If you say Leif Geisus in Lemisa does not mean that he's going to die before the Shechita, you could, it's Chatzos and, we have to shech the Talmud. I mean, it's going to take some time. So, maybe it does mean Rav Geisus in Lamisa, he's going to die before the Shechita. Then understand it a little bit. Rav Geisus in Lamisa means he can die after the Shechita. So what's wrong with the Kodim? I mean, if the Shas Shechita, maybe it means Rav Geisus in Lamisa, but he won't be able to eat it at night. By night, I'll zicher be dead. But then also, so it's not chazi lakrove. It's like shalei la'ichlo. So he can't shecht it. So it wasn't called nitche. It wasn't nire lakrove yet. Because the father won't be able to shecht it. If that pshat in Rashi that it's not chazi lachila because the father will zicher die before the night, so it's not chazi lachila. L'chayre, you don't have to say roiv goyses in lamisa. Mestam a goyses can eat a kazayis b'chay achilas pras. Delach zechpo. So if he can eat a kazayis b'achilas pras, I mean it's not worse than a zokan that can eat a kazayis b'achilas pras. And I don't know what Rashi has to. I mean that too is going to die. But well, he's not chazi la'ichloi. It could be that's what Rashi means. That he's going to, it's not chazi la'akrif for him, because he just won't be able to eat it, or die before this man achila. So that's the teret of Rav Shrebia. Gavashi yoma la'olam demis lacha chatzai. Now Rav Shrebia, Ravashi, and Rabin again say, speaking about after chatzai. So we have a problem. Why is it Nikrav Shlomim? It was Kabate Chatzos. Rab Shimon Nidom Ma'ein Balachayim Nidochim. Going according to Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon knows Balachayim are not Nidochim. So Memele, so even though the father died and you can't, it was Nidach from Akrovas HaPesach, you can't shecht it, we can still bring it for Shlomim. Shlomim Mitzvah, it's not Roy for Pesach, this is no Menuyim. You can bring it to Shlomim though, there's no din of Dichuy. Zot Rashi. Loilam the Mitzach Chatzos. Udekar Shalach Hechik of Shlomim Akabate Chatzos Vitri. Shimin Yom Besay Diyum Beperek Beisiri Balachayim Eino Nidochim. Lamach Masmum Oy Esnan Umechir Sheinem Ruim. You only Nidach if there's a Sibbe now that's preventing But if it's Roy now, what was passed, it was Nidach before Gemer Adon. Tahai Chazi L'Shlomim. So it can be Makavit for Shlomim. Ravino Ma Kigoyin Shefrishoy Acha Chatzoy. Speaking about his Mafrish and Efta Chatzoy. Umeisu Bailim Acha Chatzoy. Kosova, Chatzos Kova. Now, Ravine is a problem. Let us see Rashi. Ochi Galsinen, Ravine Oma, Kigain Shefrishe, Acha Chatzos. Umeisu, Bailov, Acha Chatzos. Bnoi Nimne Imoi, Yiviendo Lashem Pesa. So if the Bnoi was Boni, it was Mafish and Efta Chatzos. The Bnoi is Moni, is Yiviendo Lashem Pesa. The Chiyuva, the Pesa, Chayla Beresha. The Chiyuva, the Pesa, was Chalavari on him. from a mele before the Mises Tov, from a mele he brings it. Ein b'nai nimni ima yivyanu l'shlomim. The kiv in the bechatzois adayin lo hufrash, since it wasn't hufrash by chatzois. Ein kan kva litchois. So it's not called kabate chatzois. If it would have been around by chatzois. So then, was chozi lakrove, and then it was nitche. Since it wasn't around by chatzois. It was mafresh at first after chatzois.
Now this is very difficult to understand. This is near the Tlaches Takasha. He didn't understand it on the Tadigvavam at base, and there he said a Shtikpeir and Rab Zayda. But here he says, the Shtikpeir said over there he can't say. He doesn't understand the Gemara here. This is a very Shveri Gemara. The Shverkeit is that, so he was mafresh at after chatzois. So what? Or Chozi Lakrove after Chatzos. Chozi Lakrove, he was Mafreshet after Chatzos. Chozi Lakrove. Then he died, he became Nitchame Akrove. I mean, he's Mafreshet after Chatzos, not Chozi Lakrove. Chozi Lakrove. So why isn't there Din Dichoy? He wants to say a Teretz Tzlach, but Pashtus of the Loshna Gemara is very sure. Baba is Tzlach, but the Zundrinian of a Kosovo Chatzos Kova, if it wasn't nifresh by chatzos, there's no din dichoy, which is very difficult to understand. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Ha-Pesach shenis arev bezvochim. Now we're speaking about, we have a live korban Pesach. There was another two korbanos. Someone had an osham, someone had an oila, all three shapsalach. And Shepselach are frolicky animals, and they got mixed up. So now we have a Pesach and his Arev Bezvochim. Got mixed up with an Oshom and an Oilo. They all look the same. Is now what do you do? The problem, one is an Oilo, one is an Oshom, and one is a Kolben Pesach. Is Kulam Yiru Achi Yistoavu, so they all should be Roya till they become Balimumim. Viyamachu, then they should be sold. We'll see, the Rashi says, I mean, you should be paid to them. Viyavi, bidmei hayofe shebehen, mimin ze, bidmei hayofe shebehen, mimin ze, viyafrish hamoiso mi beiso. Let us see Rashi. Hapesach shenis arev bezvochim, shloisha tloim. There were three tloim, echot shal pesach, vechot shal osham, vechot shal oilo, Nisarev ha-Pesach b'neyem. Kulam yiru achi yistoavu, v'yemochu. V'yovi bidmei ha-yofe shebehen oilo. So now, let us be megashim dinyu. We have three tloim. One tla was worth a sela, one tla was worth a half a sela, and one tla was worth a quarter of a sela. Now, I don't know which tla is the oilo, which tla is the shlomim, which tla is the osham, and which tla is the Pesach. So v'yavi bidmei ha-yofe sheben oilo. So you have to buy bidmei ha-yofe sheben. You have to. The money of a sela has to be used to buy an oilo. V'shema ha-yofe oilo hoyo. V'shema ha-yofe oilo hoyo. Maybe the oilo was worth a sela. Bidmei ha-yofe sheben osham. And for a sela you have to buy an osham. Shema ha-yofe osham hoyo. May a yofe sheben Pesach, in koidem Pesach nistabu, umlacha Pesach nistabu, yuenu shlomim, b'shem a yofe Pesach hoyo. That means there was one kolben that was worth a sela. There's one of three choices. Either it was a shlomim, either it was a Pesach, a osham, or an oilo. So therefore you have to have a sela for each mean. That means he has to go and lay out the money. Theoretically, if it was what you mentioned, so all of them are worth a sell on three quarters. and he has to lay out three sloyim. Bintayma, fact Rashi, Hareyu Machlev, Shemevi Shlomim Bidmei Ha'osham. How does this work? He doesn't know. He's saying the Yofesh Abahen, the Yofesh Abahen, Taylor was the Yofesh Abahen, so this should be, this should be for Noila, this should be for Noshom. Now he's going to buy with this money Shlomim. A machlev she may be shlomi bit may osh bit may oila, but a kedusha sabay machol sa ala mois tamel, and mishanim mikdusha lekdusha. So Rashi says as follows. That means, I don't know which money was nitfas, which kedusha. So Rashi says, kshabo lechalul on la bahim is kachuois. Im yofa sheben shavasela, if the most expensive of the three kabonis is worth a seller, maybe gimel slimy base. If you know it's a selachat, he takes one seller. But I'm out. Kol mokim shehi ha'oilo harei mechuleles al seller zu. Wherever the oilo is, it should be mechul on the seller. So mamela, now he is a seller with kedushas oilo. If the seller was worth, if the oilo was worth a seller, it's not even manoim. If the oilo was worth a quarter of a seller, so he's being machalalit on a seller. It seems ain't I know la hegdush, a special midai toy. He wants the kedusha of the oila to be neschalo on a sella. The yavi mimenu oila, and now with this sella that has a kedusha oila, he purchases an oila. Naito sella sheni. So I'm a kamalkim shuash. I'm a mechulal sella zu. Maybe boyosh. I'm chelu shlomen. That's this case. We have an Eitzah of Yiru Achei Yistoravu, and that's what you do. Nis'arev b'pchayreitz, what is the halacha if the Korban Pesach got me'urev b'pchayreitz? Rav Shimon Omer, im chabureis kahanim, yoichlo. If it's a chabureis kahanim, so let them eat all of these tloin. Let us see what Rashi says. Nis'arev b'pchayreis. Shematan domon umatan dama pesach shodet. It's the same matan domi. It's a prayer by maisa by pesach. Needs a matona achas kenegede yisoid. Ve'ein to'unin t'nufis chazei v'shoit lois micha nesochim. They have the same oifan akrovet. If Rav Shimon Omer and kol ha-chabura kulam kahanim hoyu, if the whole chabura was a chabura of kahanim, yoichlu es kulam boi balaylo, so they can eat all these tloim. Yikra Pesach l'shem Pesach kol mokim shu, the Pesach is nikra, whichever the Pesach is, that's nikra v'shem Pesach. Rav Chayru s'shem b'chayr b'chol mokim shem, the prayer is nikra v'shem b'chayr. So now you have a lot of meat to be served tonight. You have b'chayr and Pesach. Which one is the Pesach? You don't know. Nechal al Seiva, you'll have a problem. You won't know which is Nechal al Seiva. I'm al Kaponim, but al Kaponim, they'll be eating, al Kazayas of the Pesach. And the Bechayr will also be eating. Never a stickle problem, with the Shviras Atzom is what they're going to do. That's a problem. The Bechayr, the atzmus of the Bechayr, I mean, they won't be able to break any atzmus, so they'll be moyach in the atzmus of the Bechayr, profound. Become nicer. What should they do? They can't eat it. That's fine for them. About Kaponim, Rav Shimon held that this is better than Yirat Shiyistava. You have your kosher kabonis here. And so why should you make them Sulei Mekdoshim? Why should you passel them and be paid to them? Be makrib them. You have That's Rav Shimon Shita. Fragt die Gemara. Wo kamaisi kotschim lebeis hapsul? Sagt Rashi. Wo kamaisi kotschim lebeis hapsul? Rav Shimon kapot. The memayit bizman achilas haboso. Ye memayit, that means like this. A bechir is nechel l'shnei yomim v'layla echel. A Pesach is nechel l'layla echel. A Pesach is nechel l'balayla. So all the meat will only be eaten at night. You won't eat any meat the next day. So that's Pshat the Gemara's kash. Rab Shimon Kaporich, the memayit bisman achilas haboso, the soil fire, and you'll burn linoiso for the meat that's left over at boiker. Not gonna burn it to chalamoy. But the meat that's left over at boiker, so you won't eat it. Like this, the b'cher meat, you can eat it yontif. You can eat it the first day yontif, kolayay. But now, since you don't know which is the b'cher meat, so lamaise, so whatever's left over in the morning, you won't eat it. And it won't be eaten, and eventually it'll be burnt. V'soyefoy, and it'll be burnt, l'noisar ad boiker, whatever's left over to the morning. Shaloi kedin, which is not true, mishum sofik pesach. Because maybe it's a kolben pesach, so I can't eat it, so you're gonna burn it. V'havle l'meimer, yiru, shedin abchoy l'shne yomim, v'layla echot. Because you mamayit b'achilas b'choy, because there's another day to eat it. And for the Gemara, Rab Shimon l'taymei domem mevim kotchem lebeis apsul. This chesoron, that you mamayit bizman achile, and it might come about that you won't be able to eat it. He held this is better than to be yirachi yistai. This noun we learned in the Mishnah. Oshom shenis arev bishlomim. Now, the matonis of a oshom are the same like a shlomim, shtayim shein arbe. The mokim ashchit is not the same. The oichlim are not the same. And the zman achil is not the same. So it says as follows. Oshem shenis arev bishlomim, Rav Shimon oimer, yishochet betzofen, yishechtet betzofen. So memele, ashlomim can also shecht betzofen. And an oshem is that the mokim ashchit also betzofen. V'yoichlu kechoymer shebohen, and you eat it liyayim v'laylo. Yishlomim z'nech l'shneyomim, but it's a sofik osham. Eat it liyayim v'laylo. Amru g'loyim evim kotshim l'beis apsul. So the chachamim taine terapshim in this taine. We hold you wrong, evim kotshim l'beis apsul. Some amelis, that's a machloikis. What does Rashi say? Yishchitu betzofein, Mevin kachem by sabsul, might bisman achilosan, mutav milanat galeria. That was Rab Shimon Tzvorah. That's the frumkeit. The frumkeit is not, if you have a kosher kolbum, you makrev it, not to be menatek galeria. You'll have to make sure to eat it, quicker. You might take away this man achila, so make sure to eat it up. Yishchatu betzofen, kechoy meroshem, v'loi kishlomim, b'chol mokim. Shlomim is nishchat, b'chol mokim bazorit. V'yoichlu k'chayim ishebem k'teres ha'oshem, l'zichikun, l'yem v'layla, l'nim v'nakloim. And they tain l'beis ha'psul, sh'may b'zman achilas ha'shlomim, ela yiru. Frag the Gemara, v'rabonon heichi yavdinim. Okay, so we see the Rabbonon hold that it is not the correct thing to do to eat the b'choyer Pesach b'danach because you're m'mayi l'beis ha'psul. So what do you do? You wait till they'll all become balmumim. V'yavi behem shmeine v'leim kolechad yisal pesach tochle dahai. Ochlu b'teires b'cher balmum. Let us see what Rashi says. Rabban damrei mevi and heichev dina lepesach shnisar b'cheres. Bishloim megabi oshem shnisar b'shlomim. Oy Pesach shnisar b'ilav oshem ikolamei meyiru. That was before those nights. V'yimochu v'yovi b'tmein oisin kabonis k'damin alel. V'yer an eitzer. These kabonis is a din of psulei hamekdoshim with a din pidyim. Avo b'cher nemer boi loisiv de loisipode. V'ein loi pidyim. You can't be paid up cher b'amum. V'ein eitayfis es domo. V'ein eitzer mikdushos in lochel ala mois. It remains psulei hamekdoshim. Elo nechel b'mumoy l'koyin. I don't know if Rashi means l'koyin. You could even the Moses and Mecheres have a goy could eat it. But I'll compare them to the koyins and he could eat it. But don't to be poided. U'pesach ba pidyinu v'ein nechel b'loy pidyin. Is man to match a yumumu. So you wait all of them become balimumu. B'yovi b'heim ishmeine. Hayofeshaban, that means you look at the most Meshubach the Kebahim and this Tarubis. I don't know, maybe this is the Pesach. The name of Kalechadisa Le Pesach Techuk Tishose Hanach Mois. So the value of the Pesach is Nitfas Nishalal on the Mois. Umaisi Bahanach Mois Shlomim. Now with this Mois you'll purchase Shlomim Kedin Moisar a Pesach. So Memele, so let's say you have three. A Pesach was now with Nisar with two Bechayres. So now you are Mechalal the Pesach on the Mois. So now the Pesach is already Psulei HaMekdoshim Sheniftu. Now the other two are Bechayres, which are Bali Mumim, Shalai Niftu. There's no impedion by them. V'ochaluhu l'chol ha'taruvis, v'teyres Bechayr Balmum. So you eat everything like a Bechayr Balmum. The Ezei Teirosri, what is the Teirus Prer Bamun? Ein Nishchat Be'itlis, you don't shecht it in the market. Ein Nimka Be'itlis, you don't sell the meat in the market. Ein Nishkal Be'litre, and you don't weigh it with weights. Moi Maki Be'Pesach Shenite, Yeshayf Te'moiche Be'itlis Emirte. So let's just explain this din for 1 minute. The halacha is that a Prer Bamun, mitzad echad, you don't have to be poided, but mitzad echad, it's psulei mekdoshim without pinyan. So chazal wa machma, you can't be mezalzel. This was a kolben shaloi nivde. So memele, they said special halachas. So Rashi explains as follows. You sell something in the market, you can get a good price for it. The price value is totally in demand. It's a market, you can get a good price. But it's a zilzel to sell something that's a kolben in a market. It's a zilzel. So, psulei hamekdoshim shenifdu. It's nifdu already. The kedushin's already chal on the money. So that you could be mizalzel in it. You could sell in the market, make some money. No problem. And you could weigh it, and you could check the bitlis. There's no problem of zilzel. A b'choyer, balmum, that wasn't nifdu. So here we're chayish, you cannot allow to be mizalzel in it. So memela, you're not allowed to sell in the market. It's a zilzel. You can sell, you want to sell it in your house. Are you going to make less profit? No. Profound. So that's what the halacha is. According to the chachomim, you wait till all of them get a mum, you'll be paid the Pesach. Pesach becomes psulei mekdoshim shenivdu. The other two are b'chayres shaloi nivdu. But all the chumres of chayres will be applicable by this Pesach, that it's not nimka benitlis, not nishchat benitlis, not nishkal belitlis.